We welcome you to Grace Bible Church this morning. We're glad that you are here. In our call to worship, I am in Luke chapter 11, beginning at verse 29. And when the people were gathered thick together, he began to say, "This is an evil generation. They seek a sign, and there shall no sign be given it, but the sign of Jonas the prophet. For as Jonas was a sign unto Nineveh, so shall also the Son of Man be to this generation. The queen of the south shall rise up in the judgment with the men of this generation and condemn them, for she came from the uttermost parts of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon, and behold, a greater than Solomon is here. The men of Nineveh shall rise up in judgment with this generation and shall condemn it, for they repented at the preaching of Jonas, and behold, a greater than Jonas is here." Who is the greater than Jonas? It's the Lord Jesus. The Lord was basically telling them, "I've come to you. I've come to bring you deliverance. I've come to share my glorious gospel with you, and you don't want it. You want no part of it." And he said, "The only thing that's left for you is the sign of Jonah the prophet." Jonah went to that country known as Nineveh, a city-state, and there he proclaimed the gospel. But what happened before that? Well, he didn't really want to go because he heard about how wicked they were. He didn't want any part of that. And the whole story of God bringing him through that resurrection, because he was swallowed by a fish and was cast up 3 days later onto the shore. We have a picture that's given to us of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. This is the sign: Jesus and the resurrection. The resurrection is the victory over death. The resurrection is not only the victory over death, but it's the victory over hell and the lake of fire. The glorious resurrection of Jesus Christ is that life comes from death. And this life is life that is beyond anything we can call life here. It is life everlasting. It is life in a new body that is created to endure for all the endless ages of eternity. That is a picture. That is a sign. What does every sinner on this earth need? Eternal life. And Jesus Christ secured that through his cross work and through his resurrection. I pray this morning, as we've gathered together and as we look at this passage today, as we look at the Old Testament, its bearing on the New Testament, I pray that our hearts would be open and receptive to the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ as he speaks of Jonah in three different passages of the Gospels. And I pray that we'll learn the value of the resurrection of Jesus Christ.